Today's topic is an ancient and universal thread in the fabric of the human culture, often serving as a conduit between the divine and the mundane. Its earliest forms, traceable to prehistoric times, involved offerings to deities or spirits, ranging from simple agricultural yields to animals such as lambs, an emblematic act in ancient traditions symbolizing devotion and atonement.
You're smart, you're motivated, you want to do something big. You're on the verge of being a young boss, and we're going to help you get there. I'm your host, Isabel Guarino, and welcome to the Young Boss Podcast, where youth is your power.
As humans evolved, society saw these practices become institutionalized, with rituals ensuring bountiful harvests or victory in warfare. The ancient Greeks, Romans, and Hebrews practiced this extensively, while in the Americas, the Mayan and Aztecs are renowned for their intricate ceremonies, often at the price of a human, which they believed sustained the cosmos and appeased the gods. These acts were imbued with layers of meaning, social, spiritual, and political. Fast forward to modern day, and all these concepts, they still exist, you guys, albeit symbolically and secularly in the business world. Here, it manifests as requirements for corporate success, like working overtime, foregoing personal time, or even ethical compromises. Investment language is littered with metaphors on this topic, like paying the price for long-term gains or cutting losses to save a project. While no longer requiring physical offerings, business demands, you know, their own form of ritualistic commitment, reflecting humanity's enduring belief in the necessity of giving up something of value for greater good or gain. Sacrifice. Today's episode is all about sacrifice. And believe me, you will have to make many, many, many sacrifices during your entrepreneurial journey. Let this episode be a warning or perhaps a wake-up call. Sacrifice is commonly defined as the act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as important or worthy. Think about that. The act of giving up something valued, such as your friendships, your health, your romantic relationships, maybe your family, vacations, time, you name it, whatever it is, sacrifice requires you to give up something of value for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. You are making sacrifices because you are now regarding your business and your career is more important or more worthy than the things I've previously mentioned. You know, that's something you're going to have to figure out and deal with. Trust me, I know because I've been there. Every entrepreneur has. Sacrifice manifests itself in a variety of ways, especially as a young boss. And what constitutes a sacrifice to you might not be a sacrifice to me. How you define sacrifice may be influenced by your values, goals, and life circumstances. There's personal sacrifices, which manifest itself in time, relationships, health. And even though you get to work on your own time as a young boss, you'll likely end up working more and more odd hours. Let's start with time, since we're all up against the clock, and just like Beyonce, we all have the same 24 hours. Time takes on a new role in your life as a young boss, and be ready for your time to feel like it's going by faster and faster, and it extends beyond the traditional 9-to-5. As the puppeteer of your schedule, you might find yourself caught in a paradoxical snare, where flexibility equates to an ever-expanding workday. Mornings can begin before the sun even rises, and nights can stretch into the small silent hours where, you know, the rest of the world is just sleeping. Your weekends may no longer signal a pause, but simply present more uninterrupted hours for you to chase the ceaseless demands of your budding business. I know for me, I had no idea of this time exchange that I was going to have when I became a young boss. I did not understand that giving up a 9-to-5 meant going into a 5-to-9, right? And a lot of people joke about that, but that's seriously the reality of it. And I don't really ever take weekends. When I have a weekend and it's like, oh, it's time to like sit down and chill, or other people, they'll post, you know, on Friday, slams laptop till Monday. I'm like, can't relate. And I know if you're listening and you're a young boss, you probably feel the same way. Like there's no such thing as weekends or nights or things like that. So it is important, you know, to make sure that you're setting your personal vision that matches your business vision. We talked about that in a previous episode, having a vision for your life. But really, time is totally taken from you and you have no idea what's up and what's down, especially in the beginning of building your business. So be careful because it's not all it's cracked up to be when you start your own business. It's not like, oh my God, I have all the time in the world. For me, I can do my job mostly, most of my job from anywhere. So I always tell my team, like, I don't care if you're in Timbuktu, if you get the job done, I'm happy, right? But that means that you never actually really get the vacation. You never actually get to sit down and enjoy the vacation because if you still have to do the work, no matter where you are, then you're not actually relaxing and taking the vacation. So it's a double-edged sword. So be really cautious because your relationship with time will become a complex dance of seizing moments and a continuous cycle of sprints to meet opportunities and deadlines that wait for no one. Time is of the essence, right? We all know that phrase. And your young boss journey, while rich in reward, can weave a path that distances you from your pre-business relationships. Old friends might find themselves grappling with the remnants of canceled plans and unreturned calls, all while you try to navigate the vortex of urgent messages and unrelenting tasks. And while you may still attend family gatherings, you may become less present. Thinking about your unanswered emails or your big ideas that you're, well, likely looking forward to more than your mom's ham roast, right? This is hard for families, as your loved ones will have to grapple with your shifting priorities, and despite their support, might feel the cold shadow of that you might unintentionally cast as you pour into your business. I will never forget a vacation that I went on with some girlfriends, and it was kind of post-college, and they were just in the beginning of their careers, and I was really starting to build my business with my dad, and it was everything. At that point, I was carrying around 2 cell phones. You know, I was never taking a day off work, and all day long, it was just like I said earlier, yeah, I can be here on vacation with you, but I've got to answer the calls as they come in, and I've got to answer the emails, and yes, I've canceled my regular meetings, but I can't stop, you know, being there for the customer. And I remember after like 2 days, one of the girlfriends is like, can you just put that phone away? Can you just stop? Can you be with us? And I was like, oh, like you don't get it. Like you literally don't get it. Like I can't. This isn't like, oh, there's someone else who will answer this phone. My customers will be fine. You know, like they'll be taken care of. There's no one else. It's me and my dad. Like we're building a company. We're growing right now. And if I don't step up and do this, literally that's money left on the table. That's sales not made. That's unhappy customers. That's people wanting refunds and canceling because I'm not fulfilling on my promise. And so it was like, we are in different ball games, girlfriend. And that was fine. And I tried to explain that to them, but they did not understand. And it actually kind of ended our friendship because it was just such a juxtaposition of the way our lives were going. And to me, there was no understanding of what I was going through as I was growing this business. It wasn't like, oh my God, you're working so hard. Like I get it. Go answer your call in the corner. I wasn't interrupting our lunch. Like I would try to say, can I call you back in 5 minutes and wait until we were, you know, in the car driving somewhere or doing something that, okay, I can take it kind of on the low and try to handle it. But it was really, really tough because I started losing, you know, friends as I started building my business. And some of you listening, you might be like, I know exactly what that feels like, whether it's a partner, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, somebody who's in your life, who's special, who's like, you don't have any time for me anymore. Or friends who feel like, you know, why are you even coming on this trip if you have to answer the phone? And it's like, okay, but I wasn't on the phone 24/7, but let me answer it, right? Have some compassion, have some understanding. When you're growing your business, you can't control that. A lot of that, it's out of your hands. And so you're just trying to do the best you can. Lastly, and arguably the most important, entrepreneurship demands a toll on the body. You know, one that isn't always paid in currency, but in the currency of, you know, your health. Meals become hurried affairs and often they're missed and forgotten amidst the fury of decision-making and problem-solving. And unlike your college days, breakfast consisting of coffee and Adderall, they're just not going to cut it at this point. The body's need for movement and strength training is frequently sidelined, one of the many casualties to the pressing needs of a business. I know I was talking to a young entrepreneur once and he was like, I literally eat Chick-fil-A for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I was like, yikes, probably not the best choice. But also he was like, I sleep in my office. You guys, sleep becomes a fragmented luxury. And as you struggle to turn your brain off, fixated on the day's success and the night's worries about what's coming up, you know, you're blurring the line between rest and wakefulness. And stress manifests itself through the body. You're going to start getting headaches, maybe fatigue. Your heart might start racing, you know, against the calm of the night, your mental resilience is going to be tested, and the psychological strain of risk and responsibility mounts on your spirit, challenging your mental fitness. It is hard. And what it ultimately comes down to is the personal sacrifice for a young boss becomes a narrative of endurance and perseverance unfolding in time, relationships, and health. And it's a constant balancing act. There's material sacrifice too, which manifests itself financially. When you're building your business, you have to be incredibly mindful of where your money's going. And that limited edition pair of Jordan 1s is probably going to have to wait, alongside a handful of other material expenses, you know, that you used to be able to splurge on. Hey, it's Isabel. Thanks for listening to the Young Boss Podcast. I recently wrote a book called Young Boss, and it's filled with top tips I've learned over the years on how to survive and thrive in business. Pre-order your copy now by heading to the link in the podcast description. Now, back to the show. There's a bit of, you know, inherent opportunity sacrifice. It's incredibly hard, especially at the beginning, to know which opportunities are going to be worth your time and eventually lead to bigger and better things. And you're going to have to be prepared to make a few wrong choices here and there and be comfortable with knowing that you've missed out on some other opportunities to pursue the failed ones. But that's part of the process. You know, we're all allowed to make mistakes. And if you don't make mistakes, you're going to have a hard time learning and inevitably a hard time growing. I want to give you all something to think about. We're going to go through a list of ways that I've experienced sacrifice, as well as ways that I've observed it in other young bosses. The concept of personal sacrifice is not merely abstract, but it's a tangible everyday reality. Your relentless pursuit of business success ushers a state of mind where the off switch seems to have vanished. Your clients, projects, work become omnipresent thoughts, and a persistent mental hum, you know, is even going on during the quiet moments. It's all you hear and maybe think and see. Your dedication requires a severe self-discipline where social engagements, such as like casual dinners with friends or enticing trips, they become luxuries that you often decline. Your time, it's a finite resource, as we've discussed, and it can become disproportionately allocated to the business. Unlike the 9-to-5er who punches out, you know, freedom at the day's end, your clock never stops. Your relationships, they may wane. And as you're starting to neglect to give them attention, someone's going to notice, right? As you're grappling with a new paradigm where job security, that once comforting blanket, has been pulled away. Now it's all on you. The steady paycheck is replaced by the capricious nature of income that is as unpredictable as it is exciting. Financial stability is a tightrope walk, especially during the incipient phases of business building. It's all on you, babe. More insidiously, your health and well-being, it can come under siege, right? The increasing stress coupled with the newfound neglect for fitness, diet, sleep, it can start to erode your vitality. And we all said youth is your power. The emotional sacrifices, they're just as significant. The transition from vibrant office cultures to the solitude of a home office can be a stark one, as isolation gnaws at the edges of, you know, your day-to-day. It's all on you. Personal development, once a corporate ladder away, now becomes a costly endeavor. The mentorship and growth opportunities that once came as part of a package, they now bear a price tag. And similarly, the benefits and healthcare perceived to be exclusive to corporate life are discovered to be attainable, though they now require a more proactive approach. Again, it's all on you. Your sanity might feel like it's hanging by a thread as you juggle the myriad responsibilities you've taken on. The salesperson, the integrator, the accountant, the CEO, it's all on you. There's no corporate shield to hide behind. Every success and failure bears your name. In this process, you may find certain relationships faltering. The lack of support or understanding from friends and family can emerge as friendship strain or fray at your newfound priorities. Yet, it's not just the outside influences and relationships that you sacrifice, but also the internal. A shedding of old thought patterns and former realities is necessary. You must let go of parts of your current self to embrace the potential of who you can become, who you are becoming, and who you aim to become. It's a metamorphosis, similar to the caterpillar and the butterfly, where the longing for what once was is overshadowed by the promise of what's to unfold. It's a process of transformation, where the question isn't if the sacrifices are worth it, but rather a realization that they are an essential component of your journey to becoming a young boss. Sacrifice is not exclusive to your situation. Many successful entrepreneurs, men and women, have to make substantial sacrifices to pursue excellence in their fields. And even though you might be going through it, you know, and the reality of your life is changing as quickly as your business is growing, I think that there's comfort in knowing that, you know, this is just part of the journey. And it's also being experienced by pretty much everybody else embarking on the similar pursuits, just like you. It may sound redundant, but the entrepreneurial journey is a paradox. You feel alone, but you're not alone. You're tired, but you're energized, and so on. I was at a conference a few weeks ago, and a speaker told this story of when her husband felt like she was cheating on him. And he said, not with another man, but, you know, with her business. And her husband felt left behind, like second, a total, you know, last priority. It is hard to separate yourself, especially because entrepreneurs and young bosses, well, we love to work, you guys. Heck, that's one of the traits that will lead you to success. And not a lot of people enjoy working or enjoy what they do. And it's a blessing that we do. We're lucky as young bosses to be able to pick our industries and dive into whatever interest or passion or big whys we want to. But there is a warning, you know, you may be making sacrifices that you're not even aware of. One of the most epic stories of personal sacrifice is none other than that of Steve Jobs. He was so focused on Apple that he denied paternity to his daughter. Yeah, you heard that. Deflecting responsibility and fatherhood so that he could focus on the company. Some might say that he loved Apple more than his own family. Or what could have been his family, that he literally couldn't pull himself away from the business to enjoy those special moments. Furthermore, Steve Jobs was so dedicated to Apple that he delayed surgery on, you know, a pancreatic tumor that he had. And he eventually passed because of pancreatic cancer. His addiction and dedication to his business cost him not only his family, but his life. Now, that seems like a lot. Like, you're not planning on bailing on your family or putting off health concerns to find success in your business. Well, let me tell you, I don't think Steve Jobs or any other successful entrepreneur planned for that either. This game of entrepreneurship, it's cutthroat. And your business might eventually become a vacuum, sucking you into it more and more and more. And it's up to you to decide what you're comfortable with and what's going to benefit you and your family or your future family or your current relationships. You need to find clarity on what you value, what your goals are, and how you're going to get there and who's going to be with you for the ride. You don't want to be there alone. Or how you're going to get there and who's going to be there with you. It might get really lonely out there, so be careful how you treat people as you're getting, you know, your business off the ground. You're going to need a community of people, friends and family to lean into when shit gets hard. You don't want to be alone. Okay, we've made it very clear about the sacrifices involved in becoming a young boss, in starting your own business, right? Majority of them are kind of inevitable. And 90% of entrepreneurs I know have experienced them at minimum, right? 90% of the sacrifices that we've discussed, that's what they are dealing with. And I'll admit, we, you know, have probably made it seem a little daunting, overwhelming, and insufferable, but there is a silver lining. There always is. So you may be asking, what is it? How do I trudge through this sacrificial chaos that you say is inevitable? Well, the secret, let your sacrifices be your motivation to succeed. You're not going to give it all up just to fail, are you? I mean, I'm certainly not. I always think about that when I'm working towards a goal, whether it's, you know, to land a dream client, to hit a certain amount of income or sales goal each year, or to finally have enough money to take that trip to Europe or wherever you want to go. Whatever it is for you, you need a motivator. Our recent guest, Zach Hamm, emphasized you need a why. Without your why, your growth, your success, your opportunity, it's going to be limited. And your drive to do hard shit, to work the long hours, to have the tough conversations like this, and your drive to do the hard shit, to work the long hours, to have the tough conversations, it's not going to be as strong if the why isn't at the forefront of everything you do. Think about this. Great performers such as athletes or musicians or great entrepreneurs, they're able to put themselves through more pain than other people, than normal people. They treat pain as their friend. That's encouraging and motivating them towards their goals. The more pain, the more success. You know, they know it's the closer they are to achievement. Pain is not a result of habits and circumstance or even impositions. It is a choice. So with that being said, would it be crazy to say that the success of your business hinges on how much and what you're willing to sacrifice to get there? The more you sacrifice, the more success and growth you'll find in your business, in yourself. You know, business is not one size fits all. We know this. And your level of commitment and sacrifice to your business is not identical to mine or anybody else's. So take it with a grain of salt. But this is a moment for you to dig deep. A reminder for you to find your why and to be honest with yourself about your goals and expectations and what it is going to take to get there, what you're going to have to give up to get there. I'll leave you with this. As Serena Williams once said, you know, you have to believe in yourself when no one else does. I think that speaks a lot to sacrifice and entrepreneurship. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Young Boss Podcast with me, Isabel Guarino. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Instagram and TikTok and let me know, have you been sacrificing enough? Remember, youth is your power.